This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The electric vehicle, the EV market, the Biden administration committed to subsidizing, to preaching, to expanding the EV market, so much so that I've caught the bug. I count the number of Teslas in Kent, Connecticut, each Sunday after church. A three Tesla Sunday tells me that people are feeling good. A one Tesla Sunday tells me they're being careful about their expenses. After all, do you need a $75,000 or $100,000 vehicle to run around in rural Connecticut? No, but EVs are the coming fad, and I am vulnerable. So I welcome Véronique de Régis of the Mercatus Center, writing at Creators Syndicate, about the EV trend and how it is that the Chinese are not dominating our market. Or let me put it another way. Why does the Biden administration not permit the Chinese to dominate the market? Good evening to you, Véronique. What about the EV from China? Is there anything wrong with it?
Well, no. Good evening, John. There's nothing wrong, actually, with it. And in fact, from what I can read from experts, that's one of the very few areas, if maybe even the only one, where the Chinese have managed to go from purely just copycat and or assembly lines to actually producing cars that are they're not bad and that have the merit of actually being extremely cheap. And in fact, they export a lot of cars. I mean, it's important to understand that a majority of what they export are actually Western EV cars because there are a lot of, because of the cheap labor and China, there are a lot of, and also the access to the supply chain for lithium, for instance, a lot of Western companies are actually producing their cars in China and exporting from there. So there's like, it's actually there are a bunch of cars that are pretty good, even though most of those cars are destined for the Chinese market. But even if we consumers wanted to come and wanted to get some because they have several models that are underneath, $20,000, which none of the Western EVs are, we couldn't because there's an enormous tariff on Chinese cars.
Yes, and that tariff, does it come from the Trump years and nobody explains it? Because the Trump years were not about EV. The Biden years are. Why maintain a tariff on something that your policy promotes?
So it's a Trump tariff on cars on Chinese cars, not specifically EVs, but EVs are cars, so that tariff applies to this car, and the Biden administration has actually maintained it, which makes it not a very profitable market for the Chinese to come and bring their car here. And so it's the contradiction that you mentioned is really that if actually the Biden administration is really true about the fact that climate is such a high risk and that electric cars are such an important way to fight climate change, which I think they've demonstrated by how much money they're directing they're subsidizing a great deal of the production of EVs and the demand for EVs. They should be really happy to increase adoption by having EVs from China that are very cheap, especially considering that EVs are not tanks or missile. I mean, I understand that we don't want to have anything to do with as it relates to national security with China. We're not going to import tanks or other things, but EVs are not like that.
The national security you've taken care of, so therefore we're searching for a reason that the EVs, the Chinese, the cheaper models of the Chinese EVs are not promoted in this country. Could it be the prejudice that the administration has towards union-made cars? Certainly that doesn't describe China. Has the administration said anything? These are non-union and therefore not acceptable.
Well, so I think more so you're onto something, which is I think the administration, there's a caveat to the administration fear about the climate and desire that we all drive an EVs. That caveat is that as long as it's not a Chinese EV, or as long as the administration wants us to drive EVs only to the extent that they're American built, because if they're American built, then because of the mandates that they impose through those subsidies for the labor Davis-Bacon mandates and all of that, then it will please its union friends.
Therefore, the EV market from China is not welcome. So I see now that when the Biden administration talks green, they mean green made in America. They don't mean green made in China. That's how we can.
That's what it seems to signal. And it's really kind of, you really have to wonder how much they care about climate change, and certainly a more widespread adoption of EVs by Americans when it's actually cutting off consumers from cheaper and good EV cars. By the way, it's interesting to contrast with what the Europeans are doing, because the Europeans are not doing this. The Europeans have established very strong standard for and mandates for fighting climate change and green, especially EV adoption. I mean, whatever one says about it, thinks about it, the truth of the matter is that they've realized that they cannot meet those standards and meet those goals if they reject Chinese cars. So 16% of the EVs in Europe are actually imported from China. Now, many of them are, again, they're Western car companies, like a lot of Teslas, but still.
Just a moment here about the Federal Reserve meeting this month. You've been my guide on this for several years now, so I need to check in. There was no Federal Reserve meeting in August. We had this pause, but again, the debate is another hike by the end of the year, or the new chatter is for a cut by the end of the year. What is your recommendation? We have about a minute.
I don't think they're going to cut. I don't know. I can't say that I know what they are going to do, but I think it would be a mistake to cut. If they start cutting and accommodating too quickly when inflation is far from being solved, it's going to create a lot of problems, and inflation is probably going to start over. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, we're not done with inflation still now. I mean, food, shelter, and energy is still growing by what, 5% a year? There's a lot of, and so it means that it's like for most American, I mean, inflation is not over. And I think it would be a big mistake to cut.
Veronique Tourishi writing about electric vehicles from China, not welcome. And the Federal Reserve welcome for pause in September. No cut by the end of the year, as is the gossip. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.